as we hear from USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
European diplomats are meeting in Luxembourg today. They're starting to negotiate the terms of Britain's departure from the European Union. The meetings begin one day after the EU and Britain agreed negotiations needed to be, quote, accelerated. The EU is demanding progress on so-called divorce issues around Britain's exit, including a financial settlement, citizens' rights, and the status of the border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. I'm Jason Wirt.
And the L.A. Dodgers are one away from their first World Series appearance in almost 30 years, beating the Cubs as the Yankees won Game 5 of their ALCS to stay alive. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It's 8:06, time for Unchamber Radio weather. 44 degrees, clear skies, and no rain in the forecast. Today is Wednesday. It's October 18th, 2017. Weather Underground says it'll be plentiful sunshine and a high of 71. And winds light and variable. Clear skies tonight, 43. Winds light and variable. Mostly sunny and 71 tomorrow. Winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny and 71 on Friday. On Saturday, plentiful sunshine and 73. What's the difference between sunny and plentiful sunshine? Partly sunny on Sunday, the high of 74. And then Monday the 23rd, partly cloudy, followed by increasing clouds and showers. Developing later in the day, thunder even possible, a high of 73, chance of rain 50%. Temperatures in the area. In Raritan, 40 in East Amwell, 39 in Lambertville, 44 in Frenchtown, 48 in Easton, 44 in Asbury, 45 in the town of Clinton, 41 in Branchburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here, coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. And it's my job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work, going to school, ring errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It is Chuck Berry, influential in rock and roll, influenced the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, showcased in Back to the Future, And he passed away this year, March 17th, 2017. March 18th, 2017, at the age of 90. Johnny B. Goode, this song, was one of the examples of music from Earth sent out to space. Imagine what the aliens are thinking when they hear this. Well, welcome to Wednesday. We're just got to get through part of the day, and we're on the back side of the week. Beautiful weather coming out. So make sure you're enjoying all of that. Plentiful sunshine and sunshine. I don't know what the difference is. Man, do I have some really cool news for you that I'm going to get to in vitamin C in just a bit. Something we've been waiting for quite some time. First, though, I love it when it ends like that. Traffic. HERTTeam.com sends me my alerts. You can get them, too. Register with them. They'll send you the alerts that I get. Via email, you can pick the local county, state, and interstate roads that you need. And with all the crazy things that have happened over the last couple of days, doesn't look like we have too much going on today. We do have some congestion at 20 after 7. White House, Old Wick, due to volume, 78 eastbound at exit 24. And Route 22 southbound at Wilson Avenue, Greenbrook, heavy congestion due to volume. That came out at 7:30 this morning. So we've got some slowdowns going on. Aside from that, drive safe, sound smart. Register with HERTTeam.com and follow them on Twitter. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunt Shiver Radio Traffic. What is on HuntShiver.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk with her about the markets. Let's see how they're doing again today. It's been nonstop, up, up, up. See if they're going to break that record. And then at 8:40, we talk with Diane Lane. We go traveling. She takes us on vacation somewhere. She's been keeping us abreast of everything that's going on in the Caribbean with the cruise lines. And all the different all-you-can, all-inclusive resorts down there in all the Caribbean islands that have been affected by Irma and Maria. And she's keeping us abreast of also travel. And I saw something the other day, actually yesterday, about passports being required on January. I'm going to ask her a question about that. We'll find out what's happening. You might have to go out and start getting your passport. So we'll find out what's happening at 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, it's Staying Young, a show dedicated to the medical profession and helping us be smart about our health. We have a couple of shows like that. This is by two doctors.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
President Trump says tax reform is needed before the American economy can reach its full potential. Speaking to the Heritage Foundation yesterday, the president pushed his tax plan, saying the foundation of that is a tax cut for everyday Americans.
The first $12,000 for a single individual and the first $24,000 for a married couple will be tax-free.
While the president was talking tax relief, the First Lady Melania Trump was releasing a new PSA video discussing hurricane relief.
The president and I have witnessed firsthand the compassion and commitment of Americans as friends, neighbors, and strangers continue to volunteer time and money to help one another following the recent hurricanes.
She recorded the PSA at the White House last week, urging Americans to continue to donate time and money after a series of deadly hurricanes. The Yankees still alive in the ALCS, beating Houston, and this is USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
President Trump's business deals with foreign countries going before a federal court in New York today. The lawsuit filed accuses Trump International Hotels in Washington and Trump Tower in New York of violating the Constitution's Emoluments Clause, which bans federal officials from getting benefits from foreign governments. No official cause of the deadly Northern California wildfires yet, but past fires point to problems with power lines and other electrical equipment. The LA Times is reporting the explosive failure of power lines routinely among the three top causes of California wildfires in recent years. The wildfires that began in Northern California 10 days ago have killed over 40 people. Negotiations for Britain's departure from the EU, or Brexit, are starting to heat up, as we hear from USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
European diplomats are meeting in Luxembourg today. They're starting to negotiate the terms of Britain's departure from the European Union. The meetings begin one day after the EU and Britain agreed negotiations needed to be, quote, accelerated. The EU is demanding progress on so-called divorce issues around Britain's exit, including a financial settlement, citizens' rights, and the status of the border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. I'm Jason Wirt.
And the LA Dodgers are one away from their first World Series appearance in almost 30 years, beating the Cubs as the Yankees won Game 5 of their ALCS to stay alive. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It's 8:06, time for Unchamber Radio Weather. 44 degrees, clear skies, and no rain in the forecast. Today is Wednesday. It's October 18th, 2017. Weather Underground says it'll be plentiful sunshine and a high of 71. And winds light and variable. Clear skies tonight, 43. Winds light and variable. Mostly sunny and 71 tomorrow. Winds southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny and 71 on Friday. On Saturday, plentiful sunshine and 73. What's the difference between sunny and plentiful sunshine? Partly sunny on Sunday, the high of 74. And then Monday the 23rd, partly cloudy, followed by increasing clouds and showers. Developing later in the day, thunder even possible, a high of 73. Chance of rain, 50%. Temperatures in the area. ...44 in Raritan, 40 in East Amwell, 39 in Lambertville, 44 in Frenchtown, 48 in Easton, 44 in Asbury, 45 in the town of Clinton, 41 in Branchburg. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
up in the woods among the evergreens. There stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, 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 Johnny, go, go.
Good morning, Hunterman.
Go, go.
Pixie here, coming live from the Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey, and we're down the street from the old courthouse. The Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it's my job to get you out and about in your day. Going to work, going to school, ring errands, you need to be on the internet, though. Because we're over the wire, we're not over the air, we're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. It is Chuck Berry, influential in rock and roll. Influenced the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. Showcased in Back to the Future. And he passed away this year, March 17th, 2017. March 18th, 2017, at the age of 90. Johnny B. Goode, this song was one of the examples of music from Earth sent out to space. Imagine what the aliens are thinking when they hear this. Well, welcome to Wednesday. We're just got to get through part of the day, and we're on the back side of the week. Beautiful weather coming out. So make sure you're enjoying all of that. Plentiful sunshine and sunshine. I don't know what the difference is. Man, do I have some really cool news for you that I'm going to get to in vitamin C in just a bit. Something we've been waiting for quite some time. First, though, I love it when it ends like that. Traffic. HERTTM.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them. They'll send you the alerts that I get. Via email, you can pick the local county, state, and interstate roads that you need. And with all the crazy things that have happened over the last couple of days, doesn't look like we have too much going on today. We do have some congestion at 20 after 7. White House, Old Wick, due to volume, 78 eastbound at exit 24. And Route 22 southbound at Wilson Avenue, Greenbrook, heavy congestion due to volume. That came out at 7:30 this morning. So we've got some slowdowns going on. Aside from that, drive safe, sound smart. Register with HERT2.com and follow them on Twitter. Good morning, Hunter, and Hunchiver Radio Traffic. What is on Hunchiver.com's schedule for today? I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk with her about the markets. Let's see how they're doing again today. It's been nonstop, up, up, up. See if they're going to break that record. And then at 8:40, we talk with Diane Lane. We go traveling. She takes us on vacation somewhere. She's been keeping us abreast of everything that's going on in the Caribbean with the cruise lines. And all the different all-inclusive resorts down there and all the Caribbean islands that have been affected by Irma and Maria. And she's keeping us abreast of also travel. And I saw something the other day, actually yesterday, about passports being required on January. I'm going to ask her a question about that. We'll find out what's happening. You might have to go out and start getting your passport. So we'll find out what's happening at 8:40 to 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, it's Stayin' Young, a show dedicated to the medical profession and helping us be smart about our health. We have a couple of shows like that. This is by two doctors who give us some insight into all of that. They always focus on one particular topic. Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic is on from 11 to 12. Kim brings us insight into raising our kids in the 21st century who are more technologically savvy and more connected and emotional than ever before. It's a little bit different than when we were growing up, where you just kind of were told to put up and deal with it. So raising conscious kids helps us understand how to raise kids in this century. Counselor Chat with Ruth Altamara Roll is on from 12 to 1. Ruth has over 30 years of practice as a certified professional counselor, and she brings you all sorts of protocols to help you overcome stress, anger, all the different emotions that you experience, depression, alcoholism, all the addictions. So Ruth brings you all that insight from noon to 1. And 1 to 2, it's a rewind of HuntingChamberRadio.com's Good Morning Hunting Show, followed by Modern Design with Rich Scuderi. Rich designs on a dime. He brings you insight into helping you give a fresh look to your interiors, whatever particular location in your house. He helps you overcome the challenges. So if you get in touch with him with an email, a tweet, or a text, or even a photo, he'll find a way to help you overcome that particular challenge that you're facing. Jeannie Murphy's on with talented people, showcasing individuals that are up-and-comers, public speakers, authors, and all sorts of other unique folks that are part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. And The Human Side with David White and Art Nevin shows some great, showcases some great folks that you need to learn about who are making a difference in our communities and trying to overcome the huge challenges and issues that we face contemporarily here in Huntington County and around the nation. We finish it up with Legends of Success. Legends of Success interviews with business CEOs who have made it and have their philosophy stamped to help you understand how to manage your business. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the Hunt Jimmer.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right. Time for a little BrandyLax.com celebration services for the month, week, and day. Starting off with International Walk to School Month, Intergeneration Month, Learn to Bowl Month. Man, there's a lost sport. Go right down on Route 12. Great bowling alley down there. LGBT History Month, Long-Term Care Planning Month, Month of Free Thought, National Esthetician Month, National AIDS Awareness Month, National Animal Safety and Protection Month, National Arts and Humanities Month, National Audiology Protect Your Hearing Month, National Bake and Decorate Month, National Bullying Prevention Awareness Month, National Caramel Month, National Chili Month. Not sure chili and caramel go together, or caramel. National Chiropractic Health Month. We got Dr. Ron Miola on Mondays at noon, and I have every month Dr. Michelle Gardner on, talking about chiropractic health. National Cookbook Month. Chef Bill gives you a cookbook every Monday at 11. National Crime Prevention Month. National Critical Illness Awareness Month. National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. I gave you some awareness yesterday at Tech Today about the WPA2 hack that's out there. National Dental Hygiene. National Disability Employment Awareness. National Depression Education Awareness Month. Ruth Altamura Roll is on today at noon to help you with that. National Disability Employment Awareness, National Domestic Violence Awareness, National Down Syndrome Month, and National Dwarfism Awareness Month. Checking on what's going on for the week. Bone and Joint Health National Awareness Week. Bullying Bystanders Unite Week. Please, if you see something, say something. Freedom from Bullies Week. International Infection Prevention Week. Mediation Week. National Character Counts Week. All you got is your integrity. National Business Women's Week. National Collegiate Alcohol Awareness Week. National Food Bank Week. National Forest Products Week. Getting back to food bank, our Georgine Trinkle is from Norwest Cap, who helps our food banks. National Friends of Libraries Week. The library show on tomorrow at 11. National Pharmacy Week. National Save for Retirement Week. Michelle Heidi helps us with that. National Teen Driver Safety Week. Choose to Be Great Week. Freedom of Speech Week. Medical Assistance Recognition Week, National School Bus Safety Week, YMCA Week, Without Violence, Asexuality Week, Food and Drug Interaction and Awareness Week, National Health Education Week, all happening this week. Action packed. Today is Hagfish Day, Hard Boiled Guy Girl Day, International Overload, Information Overload Day, Medical Assistance Recognition Day, National Chocolate Cupcake Day, National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. I'm waiting for that. Newspaper Comic Strip Appreciation Day. Support your love of Chamber of Commerce. World Menopause Day, International Necktie Day, Bra Day USA, and International Print Day, along with Meatloaf Appreciation Day. I know it wasn't what they were expecting, but couldn't help myself. When you got a pop star like Meatloaf available to you, and it's Meatloaf Appreciation Day, you got to go with it. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLux.com. Pick something and get involved. Time for some vitamin C. Vitamin C comes from tapinfo.net. Curtis Leeds, who's the proprietor of that portal, that website, reported on the 16th that Flemington's Main Street eyed for a movie theater. Whether you look at a formal survey or take the pulse of the community on social media, one of the most wanted additions to Hunterdon is a movie theater. Those hopes haven't fallen on deaf ears at the Flemington Community Partnership, and the group has been working behind the scenes to make a cinema here a reality. FCP is a business improvement district with a goal of promoting business in the borough. It is funded by a special property tax assessed on businesses and some multi-unit homes within the designated improvement area. The last theater in the area was Cinema Plaza in Raritan Township, and it closed 6 years ago. FCP Executive Director Ann Meredith credited Matt's Red Rooster restaurateur, Matt McPherson, with coming up with the plan's first phase. "Let's not wait for a movie theater," McPherson told Meredith. "Let's test it." The test may start with what Meredith is calling the Courthouse Theater, which would be held at the old historic courthouse on Main Street. While films have been shown there before, Meredith said it's never been done on a regular basis, and she's working to get the permission of the county freeholders to approve the plan. Meredith envisions a, quote, regular Friday movie series, unquote, of popular films. A regular Sunday concert series is also being contemplated. It would feature the White House Wind Symphony, Meredith said, which doesn't have a regular place to perform. The Courthouse Theater would offer a captive audience with 200 seats, Meredith said, which would allow an opportunity for funding and marketing for a more permanent, dedicated theater. The current, quote, best location for that is Don Schumann's New Market Building, she said. "He is coming to us with a great spirit of wanting to do something for the community," Meredith said about Schumann. "He is very clear to us that he is really committed to the betterment of Flemington, and he really wants to support us," she said. The entrance to the theater would be through a lobby at 57 Main Street. An escalator would take moviegoers up to a third floor, where there would be a glass lobby overlooking Main Street. Aside from some possible startup costs, Meredith said, the funding to start the movie project would come from outside the FCP budget. "We will need to raise some money. We'll be looking for commitments in the way of major gifts and foundation and government support," Meredith said. As with any major project, progress would come one step at a time. Meredith hopes to feature a holiday film in the courthouse in December, with the regular series beginning sometime next year. The New Market Theater would probably take 2 to 3 years to complete, she said. But hey, it's the first step. And man, it's something that we've been clamoring for multiple years. But here's the key. With all that work, with all that effort, and even that quote-unquote test, if that in fact happens, please, you got to frequent it so you can tell people by voting with your wallets that's true and that you really want it to happen. So they're making the effort. They've heard what you asked for. When it shows up, it's time for you to be there. Awesome news from the FCP. That is vitamin C for today. It's time for some celebrity birthdays. Who has a birthday today?
We sing happy Happy birthday to you. And may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac has our celebrity birthdays for today. Actress in Transparent, Emily Robinson, is 19. Teen Wolf's Tyler Posey is 26. Mr. Nobody's Toby Regbo is 26. Gracie's Carly Schrader is 27. Television personality of Sarah Palin's Alaska, Bristol Palin, is 27. Desperate Housewives, Joy Jorgensen, is 28. Frozen Tundra, Heiska Kuza, is 28. From XOXO, Peter Gilroy, is 28. Nicola Posener is 30 from The Dark Spore. 17 again, Zac Efron is 30. Mental's Sam Clark is 30. Eye for an Eye, Joanne Philidow, is 32. Archie's Final Project, Gabrielle Sunday, is 32. Model and actress in Slumdog Millionaire, Frida Pinto, is 33. The Wave and Meet Me in Montenegro, Jennifer Ulrich, is 33. Olympic gold medal skier, Lindsey Vonn, is 33. Gloria Garrido, 39, from Fun with Dick and Jane. City Guys, Wesley Jonathan, is 39. Actor in State of Affairs, Chris McKenna, is 40. Screenwriter Nick Pizzolatto is 42 from Did True Detective. Cloud Atlas, Zhen Zhao, is 43. Model and actress in Parenthood, Joy Bryant, 43. Cartoon voices of Archer, Lucy Yates, is 50. $20, Sam Sorbo, is 51. Alive, Vincent Spano, is 55. Jazz trumpeter Wynton Marsalis, 56. Jean-Claude Van Damme is 57. Vice versa, Corinne Borer is 59. Boxing champion Thomas the Hitman Hearns is 59 today. God's Not Dead 2, John Lindstrom, is 60. International Tennis Hall of Famer Martina Navratilova is 61. Full Metal Jacket, Arliss Howard, is 63. The Big Bang Theory, Chuck Lorre, is 65. Mark and Mindy, Pam Dauber, is 66. Chicago White Sox radio announcer Ed Farmer is 68. Joe Morton is 70 from Speed. 71st birthday of musical director Howard Shore from SNL. Serpico, Cornelia Sharp, is 74. Songwriter of You Lost That Lovin' Feelin', Cynthia Well, is 77. TV football commentator, Pro Football Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, is 78. Gilligan's Island Dawn Wells is 79. Pro Football Hall of Famer Forrest Gregg is 84. And sports announcer Mr. College Football from Alabama Keith Jackson is 89 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingtonmirror.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Time for us to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
Beep, beep, bye, bye.
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knees. I know that's him. Getting 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall?
Michelle Heidi is on the phone, and we're going to talk about investments in the market. Michelle, you fans of Charlie Brown series? Your kids watch that anymore?
They don't as much, but I still like to watch
it. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? That's our generation. We love all those Charlie Brown series and the ones that are on the holidays, all the claymations. Chris Phelan and I were talking
about. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Every year I sit down and watch them. And yeah, sometimes my kids will still sit down and watch them with me. But, of course, you know, they're so used to all of this advanced technology stuff that when they watch some of the older stuff, they're like, none of it looks real. Just go with it.
Yeah, I call Chris the snow miser because he loves to put the temperature down in here.
Yeah, right?
So, oh, well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, the Great Pumpkin should be coming up soon, right? For the
It should definitely be coming up very soon.
Yep. Very cool. We'll
have to keep our eyes out for that. Yeah.
All right. We were eyeing yesterday a record. Did we get to it?
Yes, we were. And we closed so close, but not quite there. We
always.
We now closed at 22,997.
It always does that.
It was above 23,000, but it didn't quite close there.
Mm-hmm.
But so far this morning, it looks like it will definitely open above the 23,000 mark.
Mm-hmm.
Still a lot of optimism out there. The Dow futures a few minutes ago were up about 89.
Yep.
S&P up close to 4. NASDAQ up close to 5.
Yep.
We had IBM coming out, and their stock was rising after an earnings beat, which was good news. IBM has been kind of, you haven't heard too much positive commentary about them, but they are certainly looking at their Watson technology as far as being their next, next big thing, I guess.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see that their earnings beat. We also had J.P. Morgan announcing that they are buying the financial tech startup WePay. So it's obviously, hence the name WePay, it's a payment startup company.
Mm-hmm.
The dollar amount was not disclosed, but I know the Wall Street Journal reported the deal at about $220 million.
Okay.
So it looks like currently WePay is the payment processor for the GoFundMe that we see everywhere when people are looking to raise money for various things. But it looks like J.P. Morgan sees that as a good opportunity to extend their payment options to a lot of their small business clients and things. So let's see. I know we have eBay, American Express, a bunch of other companies reporting earnings today as well. European markets are trading higher. They're also in earnings season. It looks like overall things are coming in positive there.
Mm-hmm.
Asia-Pacific region closed higher. In the not-so-positive news, mining company Rio Tinto, there was an announcement that two former top executives were charged with fraud by the SEC. Sounds like they were accused of inflating the price of coal in Mozambique and concealing some critical information while at the same time raising billions of dollars from investors. So never like to see information like that hitting the news. And what else? Let's see. Economically speaking, we have the Fed release of the Beige Book, which basically goes over their thoughts regarding the current economic environment. And I finally did see a little bit of news in terms of Janet Yellen's term. It looks like her term does expire early next year. And as of right now, there are about five candidates that are names are being thrown out there. So, and it did look like Trump is looking to make an announcement at the end of this month as far as who her successor is going to be. I feel like she wasn't, I don't know, maybe it's just that time goes so quickly. I feel like she wasn't the chair for very long.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I remember, who is our Bernie, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
He, Ben Bernanke, that's it.
Ben Bernanke, yeah.
He took off. It must have been very early in Barack's second term, right? Or even late in his first term.
Right.
I can't believe that because we had so much, unless he stepped down and Janet just took over for those couple of years for the six-year term and then they do it again. Because I can't believe it's been 6 years. That's
right.
I don't believe.
I remember when Greenspan was.
he was really there forever. Greenspan was there for 17 years. It was nuts.
It was a long time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Boy, oh boy.
So all right, with the there's headlines here that suggest that Trump is reconsidering Janet Yellen. Is there any reason why he wouldn't? Or
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good question.
Well, all right. We'll see what happens. Okay. So we're going to
see
if we crack the 23,000 mark, your what you call a psychological high there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see if we stay above it. But it's amazing.
Exactly.
For all the times that I've seen this, and I continue to laugh about it, tell me I'm crazy, but if you go and look at every time we get to a psychological high with zeros, somehow, some way, we very most likely do the same thing. We always go above it, and we always settle just below it.
Right.
and so, you got to tell me that people are making those choices. I can't believe that it just happens that way.
Right.
I find that really remarkable.
It really is.
All right. Very cool. Appreciate it as always. Enjoy the nice weather.
Right.
We're going to be up in the 70s again in the next 5 or 6 days. So.
All right. Perfect.
Yep. Just the way you expect October to be, right?
Right.
All right. Have a great one, Michelle. Take care. We'll see you. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. The Patton Heide and Associates gang, Joe, Tony, and Michelle, help us with HuntingJimber.com. I'm very supportive of the Hunting Chamber of Commerce. Michelle does the investment update with me every morning at 8:30. Time to move on to some vacay. We're going to talk to Diane Lane in just a few minutes. Hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunting on HuntingJimber.com.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Going on Vacation. Diane Lane from D&L Travel up in Clinton is on the phone. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. A little chilly, but we're getting warmer again this week.
Starting to remind us of we have to start planning, which is probably too late already, our holiday travel plans?
Well, only if you had things scheduled to go somewhere on the high season with the islands.
Yeah,
it's a little, things are complicated because we're getting updates all the time. I'll give you an example. Anguilla had a stock room total of 2,600 rooms before the island got hit by the hurricane.
Right
now, the smaller properties and some of the villas are open. That will be open for Christmas, like 300. That's it.
Wow.
You know,
that's
so
like 15%.
Its main challenge is getting through their people the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
They have an annual budget of $200 million. The damage is more than that. I mean, that's what's going on, you know? Yeah. We had a meetup meeting yesterday, and I was explaining to some people that, you know, it's not like here where everything is so readily available, even like, you know, Texas and Florida. They don't have the stores and the supplies.
Right.
When you're dealing with another country, like the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, yes, you have Walmart and Lowe's and Home Depot and all that, and they can get the supplies there and get them off the ships,
right,
no problem, but finding people to do the work.
Yep.
So that's the other issue, because everybody is devastated. I mean, it's just how it happened.
Yeah.
There's just certain locations that are just wiped out. Now, Anguilla's airport is open for flights from St. Kitts, Antigua, and San Juan. Only a limited amount.
Yep.
So, again, playing with the havoc of the flights, you're going to have to figure out how to get to the islands with limited airport openings.
Yep.
They're saying they're going to expand the airport to accommodate 737s, and the ferry terminal that hopped to all the islands was completely destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a temporary facility open to go to and from St. Martin on one side to the other. But other than that, no.
Yeah.
They're going to have a construction for a new ferry terminal. I mean, it's just what it is.
Wow.
Four Seasons, semi-beach hotel, they're hoping to reopen first quarter next year. Cuisinart's also looking to open up a soft opening the first quarter. Phone and internet communications have been restored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another issue that's going on in Puerto Rico.
Yep.
Electricity.
Yep.
What are they going to do?
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, it's funny. You talk about, you know, when we have an area that's out of whatever, whether it's wood or something like that, we just keep driving further away. We don't think twice about the fact, well, I'll just drive another 40 minutes and I'll find the next Lowe's or Home Depot.
They had no place to go.
Yeah,
literally.
Yep.
I mean, and Barbuda is a prime example, okay? 95% of the property suffered significant damage. They're trying to get the airport open. It's a British charity organization that's trying to help with emergency teams down there.
Mm.
But it's tough. BVI, which is, they're poised to have a record year about recovering and taking the phased approach. It is not open for tourism.
Yep.
British Virgin Islands are not. They're still cleaning up.
Yep.
They're still trying to repair their electric and power grids. Airports and seaports are open, but they'll be ready to open guests maybe by November. They really don't know. But 20% of the electric grid is restored on the island, and they expect 60% by January. So how can you send somebody to vacation?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it's going to be very pleasant.
Right. And if you see, there's a picture, and I don't know if everybody picked up on it. There was a picture of an island with hundreds of boats washed all together.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Moorings Yacht Club, where you go and charter yacht market.
Right.
And they had the money to recover, and they got the money to get their boats back. But they're opening up their office, but they're also going out of Antigua. And so, it's very, very hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard.
All right.
For them. It's tough. You know, there's Bitter End Yacht Club. There's no openings for that. The Heritage Inn, Banana Key Cafe, Long Bay Beach Resort Villas, and Nanakay Resort Marina. They got whacked.
Yeah.
Scrub Island, that beautiful little place I always used to talk about, had extensive damage. You know, so it's tough. Like, I just went for my certification for Sandals and Beaches. We have to get trained every year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he employs 18,000 people.
Yep.
They have 5,500 rooms on the islands that they deal with. And they can't, like, Turks and Caicos will not be open because not only do they have to help the people that work for them and house them, but they got to repair what they got, whatever damage they had. Now, he was smart enough to put in the plan years ago to follow the American standards for building for hurricanes.
All right.
So his resorts didn't suffer a lot of damage as the other resorts did on Turks and Caicos.
Yeah. But still, you know, it's not pleasant to even if you could fly in to get to that particular resort and see the devastation and see the everything that's going on and they're not sitting there and how can you know it'd be great if they could put a smile on their face, but they're all dealing with the hardships that they got every day. So why would you do that? Well, let them figure it all out.
Yeah.
Take a hibernation and then go back another time.
Yeah, we can always send you to Hawaii.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm gonna jump in here for a minute. I read something and I just saw it again here today. Passports.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little about that?
Well, they're saying that by the end of the year, I don't know what they're doing. Something is going on that if you don't have a passport by the end of the year, something's going to happen. They're not telling us.
Well, it says 9 states will require passports for domestic U.S. flights.
Well, I knew that was coming. They've been fighting it. And I've been telling everybody, start getting your passports to fly domestically.
Yeah.
Your driver's license may not work.
Right.
So we're not getting a list of the 9 states. We're not getting any feedback on that.
Okay, hang on a minute. Let's see
what
we got.
Is it on the article?
I'm going to look. So we'll see what we got. I mean, I don't know how they could say. Yeah, here we go. Travelers who live in the following states could be affected. I love that. Alaska, California, Idaho, Illinois, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, and Washington.
And they're giving us, they're saying by the end of the year?
22nd of January.
Yeah. We've got to get that out there. We've got to get people to know that.
But that's more than 9, the way I count it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. So I'm trying to figure out who's already on board and not bending at all.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll poke around. But I saw somebody post it yesterday. So apparently when they were making their travel through the airport yesterday, I got the sense that they were told at the desk that they should start planning that.
Yep. It says it keeps saying passports required for domestic travel in 9 states, but it's really everybody should just go get your passports.
Yeah, they're all going to fall like dominoes at some point, right?
Yes. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, let me tell you, we've been very fortunate. We travel from state to state with no issues. Where, like I told you, when you travel in Europe and you go country to country, it is an issue because they're different countries and different cultures and different everything, you know. And some are that have the euro and some have their national currency, you know. It's a totally different ball game.
Yeah.
It's just what it is. And I think they have to do it for security reasons.
Yep.
They want to know who's here.
Interesting. They say, this article says that the actual real ID extension, the Real ID Act extension ended on October 10th, and there's a grace period to January 22nd, 2018.
I knew nothing about that.
Well, no, that's why I said I read this this post by a friend of mine, and
it says the Real ID Act was passed more than 10 years ago. To crack down on fake IDs. Oh, okay. Boy, are we been oblivious to everything.
Too much, man. That's funny.
Oh, my God. This is bad.
Yeah.
Why? Geez. Oh, my Mamma Mia.
Yeah.